Luba Rosa Goman. I, the undersigned, Luba Rosa Goman, aged 35, born in Cine Kovas, Zagreb, of Via Vittorio Emanuele III, 17B, Lives, Bozen, occupation housewife, married to Milan Goman of Abramo Goman and Katarina Draga, aged 40, also born in Cine Kovas. Am writing to entreaty the ministry with regard to the following. In January 1931, we crossed the Italian-Yugoslav border in the vicinity of Matulje, carrying valid passports, and we stayed for 2 years in Sagrado, Gorizia, where my husband practiced the trade of boilermaker. From there, we moved to the municipality of Monte Calda, Vicenza, where we lived for around 7 years. During that period of time, my husband applied at length for Italian citizenship, but his application was denied. Now, as will be known to the ministry, since the end of December, my husband has been detained by the Royal Questura of Bozen and held in prison until further notice. I, the undersigned, now therefore wish to petition the ministry to grant Italian citizenship for myself and my husband, so as to formalise our position, given that my husband and my children and I do not wish to return to our country of origin. Our children speak Italian. As they were born in Italy, they know nothing of our background, and they attend Italian schools. May the ministry grant us this favour, for which I would like to thank you in advance, also on behalf of my husband and our tender children. Please check the towns where we have stayed, and you will see evidence of our moral, civil, and political conduct. Indeed, we feel so Italian that during the period, the collection of wedding bands and gold for the fatherland, the undersigned gave 133 grams of gold and silver to the Verona Federation. My husband and I feel so attached to Italy, we have considered it our homeland for years, nor could we ever forget it. As far as the name assumed by my husband, that of Bresciak, is concerned, it was only so as not to be called a foreigner or a Yugoslav, a name we do not like to hear because we love Italy and for us it is our homeland. The children do nothing but cry at hearing that they will probably be repatriated to Yugoslavia.